Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man, Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Are you scared to bring up certain topics because you don't want to cause a shitstorm with your girl? Do you resent your partner for saying what you can or cannot do? And how is it possible that by avoiding conflict, you're actually killing the relationship? This week, Allison Schwabe and Christiane Pelmus are on the show to talk about how to navigate a woman's emotional minefield and approach taboo subjects or those conversations you've been avoiding. Welcome to The New Man. Today, I have Allison Schwabe. She's a psychotherapist helping people with relationship stuff. And I also have Christiane Pelmus. She's a psychotherapist helping people with things like sexuality and intimacy. Girls, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
So, Allison.
Yes.
Is it true you're my wife?
Is the rumor true?
Okay, good. Let's just get this one out of the way. So I asked you ladies to come in because you both deal with couples that are kind of bumping up against some tough issues. And I know lots of guys that are thinking, man, if I could just talk to my woman about this, and maybe it's something like, God, I'd be more satisfied if we could have anal sex, if we could watch porn, if we could talk about money, if we could just even talk about the fact that I'm having some health issues. There's so many things that seem to be off topic. They're not available for the average guy to talk about because in his world, if he brings up the subject with her, she's going to blow up. She's gonna leave or whatever. Like it's just gonna cause a shitstorm. So it may take years or whatever, but he's basically stuffing it. And so I wanted to talk with you because I want to encourage guys to be more transparent, to like be fully expressed in their relationships. But how can a guy do that without just like pouring gasoline on a fire? So maybe would it help to just pick a topic? Like, what's a topic that you see in your office a lot that we could just dive into?
Well, my office is the bedroom of the clients I work with. So
hold on. So, you go into the bedroom.
I do.
Of your clients and help them out with their things.
Yeah, it's the only way to do it. We're not going to sit on a couch.
Not their closets, not helping them with their wardrobe, but helping them with
their sex. Well, if they like to have sex in the closet, we go into the closet. If they're more comfortable on the kitchen table, we do that. Under the kitchen table, the couch, in front of the fireplace, in the backyard, wherever it is that their juice flows or is flowing on that day, that's where we go.
Okay, and so have you seen it in the past where it's like, wow, I really want to have this experience with my woman?
Absolutely.
What's happening for a guy in that moment?
Yeah, well, I think we could, for the sake of including, you know, the vast majority of people out there who are actively engaged in intimate partnership right now, we could just say that speaking your desire is the hugest topic. And I see it with men and women who are in their 50s and 60s and are well acknowledged in the world, are six-figure income winners, who are really established and acknowledged, and they still have trouble actually saying, honey, you know, I actually just want you to talk to me. That's just talk to me while we're having sex. Actually, make eye contact with me and
like
talk
not
to me.
Dirty talk.
Not dirty. Just talk. Like, say my name. Don't. So it's a huge topic. It's a huge topic. So when we get into specific things, like I want more, or I want anal sex to begin with. Uh-huh. I want more. I want oral sex. I want any specific sex act. We'll just get lumped into that category, and certainly it's harder, more difficult, but for most people out there, in my experience, my professional experience and my personal experience, just talking, asking.
Wow. And what about you, Allison? What are some of the things that you see in your office?
I actually see the exact same thing. That it's often when I work with people, I work with individuals in there that we're hypothetically bringing the partner into the room if they can't come in physically. But it's the exact same thing. There's men and women asking me, what if I want this, or what if I don't want this, and how do I bring this to my partner? How do I bring this to the person that I'm dating right now?
And I would imagine if I'm that guy, it could seem like it's a deal breaker. Like, I've come all that, we've got everything. We may have kids. We may have all these types of arrangements, houses and all that kind of stuff. But because I can't even talk to her about this, screw it. And I know, as a guy, my attention is going to start to wander. I'm going to start to look for other opportunities. I'll attract to that person that can talk about this. And I'll start to like, wow. But bottom line, that conversation hasn't even happened yet.
Mm-hmm. No, and what I see a lot, that I think it happens all the time, is that those conversations actually happen in our minds over and over and over again, and we imagine how our partner will respond, maybe even based on just a flippant physical, expression that occurred during a dinner 2 months ago when the topic got grazed 2 years ago, and so these conversations get imagined and people get filled with fantasies, not necessarily the good kind. They get filled with, they're just imagining, she'd
never go for that.
She'd never go for that because she wouldn't even go for a joint checking account.
Yeah.
Or that kind of
thing. Is that a sex position, a joint checking?
Yes,
account?
It is. Okay.
Look, it's a new
look
one.
It up in the Kama Sutra.
Yeah. The new
Page
millennium
62.
Kama Sutra.
Sex and money, baby.
Just last night, when I did a game night, a man came up to me at the end of the night and he said, there's a woman here, and he pointed to her and he said, I would love to take her out. I would love to go out and have a good time, but I learned tonight that she has two kids, and that's off the table for me. I don't want to be in a relationship where she has kids.
Right.
I don't even know how to approach this woman because that's my truth. And I don't feel like it's okay to just speak that. Like, am I an asshole? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's basically what he asked me. Am I an asshole if I was encouraging him to just be really in integrity with what was true for him and to speak that, because that gives her the opportunity to respond. And he was like, but don't I need to take her on two or three dates first?
Right. Wow. There's just so much kind of, there's like I would call that a script that he's running in his head,
exactly.
That you've got to do A, B, C, or D before I can have this conversation, before I've earned or deserved the right to get through that thing. I just want to zoom out. It sounds like the first step is to quit assuming what you think your partner is going to say or do. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now what if a guy flippantly, let's say it's anal sex. Let's say this guy, he's into anal sex and he wants to bring up this topic with his woman, and he's joked about it in the past. I know guys will just throw little jokes out to kind of test the water. And she's like, ain't no fucking way you're getting near me with that, that thing.
Thing.
It has a name, right?
So many.
So
here's what I would argue about that. It's actually not the topic that she's saying fuck you to, that she's protective about. It's how you're approaching the topic that she's protective about.
So when you're screwing around and you're kind of being half-assed and you're joking about it, it's reacting to that.
You're walking through a side door instead of walking through the front door.
You're being kind of creepy, right?
Oh, you're being creepy and you're being passive aggressive. You're just doing all these things that show her that she can't trust you because you're not actually owning your own desire and asking for what you want. And if you can't do that about this particular thing, which might to her be so much less important than the job that you have or the fact that you say you're depositing a certain amount into your checking account and you're not, it's huge. Yes. For the woman, that's going to get put into this giant vault and locked away, and that's going to become a truth for her.
Because
if you can't be straight with what you want, if you're going to be passive aggressive and try to go through, like I said, side door instead of front door, then how could I possibly trust you in that uber vulnerable position?
That's what it sounds like. It's like if you're being kind of half-assed and being a clown about something, and she's just judging, right? Well, if this is how you come at this topic, there's no way I'm actually going to let you
strip
know,
be
near my money
me.
Or be near my anus or mm-hmm. be near yeah. any of this. Okay. So what can a guy do in that situation? Let's say it is anal sex and he wants to, or something, he wants to watch pornography with her. He wants to just like spice up some things. And I think it's an innocent thing. Like, hey, they've been together for a while, but he's fearful that he was going to change the status quo in the relationship. So what could he do? What could you model something?
Yeah.
It seems really important, first and foremost, for him to take a minute just to actually pull it back home. Yeah. Because the minute we have a desire, in this culture particularly, the minute we have a desire, we put it out there like, oh, it's your problem. You're responsible for my being satisfied. Uh-huh. And I've just totally abdicated all my responsibility. And so the minute I go to you, I'm not going to be owning it. I'm going to be sort of, oh, I need this. There's going to be some neediness. There's going to be some balking. There's going to be, and if it's the man doing that to his woman, as a female, just a female, I can say that that's a deal breaker.
Like, and not, it doesn't even matter what he's asking.
Doesn't
for.
Matter what he's asking. What he's he could asking. Be asking for dinner tomorrow night.
That's right.
But so he's got to pull it back home, and he's got to say, okay, I'm pretty attached. Am I pretty attached to this? First of all, so my buddy at the gym talks all the time about how great this having anal sex is. I've never had it, and I really want to do it, and I want to do it with my woman. And he's got attached to it, and it's building some fire in him, and he's got some stories going maybe about how I can't because it's a dirty thing to do and whatever is in him. He's got to pull it back and say, why is it that I really want this? And really figure out for himself why he wants it, and then take it to his woman that way.
Okay, so he's got to distinguish between, is this something I'm really desiring? Like when I'm with my wife, I actually want to express my desire towards her in this way. Or is this like, I just want to know what Bob's doing, and it's just this kind of game that
everybody's
he's made up
doing
in his head.
It. I've got to be doing it if I'm a guy.
I'm lacking something, mm-hmm. basically. Okay, because then it becomes, I want to express something toward with her. I want to express something with her, or I'm trying to get something from her.
Oh,
and that's got
deadly.
The whole... Okay, and
deadly.
We talk about that a lot on the show, mm-hmm. and women are very keen to that. Okay, mm-hmm. so the first step, like, get clear in yourself, guys. What is it that is driving you to want this? And don't make it wrong, but really, really get clear about what it is that you... why you want to do this or do they have this particular thing.
Okay. In fact, do just the opposite. Make it right. Like, yes. make it a no brainer for why this particular thing really feels like it needs to come into your relationship. Because I want to see you, baby. I want to see you in this. I want to experience this really wild, vulnerable thing with you. Yeah. I want to do that with you, mm-hmm. instead of, I just feel like I need to know what this is like. I think it probably feels amazing and I want to know, you mm-hmm. know, it's more than that. And for her to really get on board, especially if she's edgy about it.
Yeah.
She's got to, she's got to have something in it for her.
Okay. And this seems like a place where he could have shame, like his own shame is actually stopping him right now.
Yeah. And that's what I would say, like the whole bringing it home to yourself, ownership, self-ownership, owning what this is for you instead of what you want out there. I think a lot of guys bypass that step, and women too, bypass that step because of shame or because they're already out there in the world thinking of all the dead ends and all the ways that they might not get what they want and those kinds of things. And you must face, are you okay with what you want?
Because the reality is, you could be making an excuse.
Absolutely.
She's not going to like this, but it's really, right. I don't want to deal with the fact that this is really scary.
So often.
Because if I want this, often. I must be a freak.
All
I must be a
time.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Okay. Got
all the time. And that's the whole bringing it home thing. And 9 times out of 10, maybe even 10 out of 10 of the men and the women that I see in my practice, that's what's going on. When we break it down, and I ask the question, something like, and is this okay for you?
Talking directly to the man or whatever.
Yeah, to the man. And, you know, is anal okay for you? Mm-hmm. Is being dominated okay for you?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 9 or 10 times out of 10, they all go beet red and they sort of crack a grin and look at the floor mm-hmm. and stop breathing. And there's this moment of, oh, fuck, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, the first level is he's got to be okay with himself, and he's got to be okay with what he wants in that moment. And I imagine, like, would it be a turnoff for you if he showed up and he was like, I'm pretty timid around this. I'm scared to talk to you about this. I mean, would your heart open in that moment, or does he have
absolutely.
To like
absolutely?
Okay, I'm kind of guessing that he doesn't have to go spend 6 years in meditation and trying to get straight with this stuff.
I have a personal story.
Oh, great.
Well, if you go to announce
your ears flop. It was like, ooh.
If you're going to announce that I'm your wife, then guess what?
Bring it on.
Opens up the leverage.
Boy, the show just gets better by the minute.
Doesn't it?
Go ahead.
So this was actually one of our first, I think it was probably one of our first real exchanges around like a taboo topic. Actually, I think that it was probably the first or second time you came back from an AMP weekend, and you were sharing with me how you've been struggling because you have attraction to other women, uh-huh. and you want to be able to be attracted to other women and have that part of you just be free flowing. That you love women and that you weren't this articulate back then, but but essentially,
I didn't want it to be wrong that I was attracted to women.
You didn't want it to be wrong, and I remember so distinctly. We were standing in the kitchen, and you were fiddling with your fingers, and you were pacing back and forth, and your voice was shaking, and you were having a hard time breathing. And what my experience of you was that your heart and your integrity, your truth, you were so open with me about what was absolutely true for you, that you really truly wanted this, that I was completely endeared to you, and I didn't feel threatened at all. I found myself wanting to support you going after, like, I don't know how to say it, but like allowing this part of you to exist.
Yeah, because my pain at that time was that I had made myself wrong, that if I'm in a relationship and I love somebody this much and I'm still finding myself attracted to other women,
what's
it
wrong?
It was a tragic, there was something wrong with me,
there was something wrong with this.
Yeah, and I didn't want to make, I was just like, oh my God, I didn't want to look down that hole. It was so scary.
Correct. And the whole like side door thing, like that had been happening with us before you had done these AMP weekends. You were joking. When we would go to a party, I would witness that you would sort of have a crush on somebody, and all of a sudden I didn't exist in the room. Like you couldn't have me and the other woman exist in the same room.
Got it.
It was very difficult for you. And that made our connection difficult because I couldn't connect with what was going on, and neither could you.
Okay.
With me.
Okay. And so like to just kind of net out how the guy at home could actually benefit from that story is that,
it's what we've been talking about, right?
I was just straight up. I was scared.
But what got you to that place?
What got me to that
place? Yeah, because before you came home from those weekends, you were side-dooring it. So what got you to that place in that day in the kitchen?
I just got really clear for myself that this was something that I wanted in my life. That being in my mid-30s and like to think that I was going to bury this part of myself that was such a source of vitality and fun and appreciation for life and just all the juiciness and love, that I was going to somehow make it wrong and put it in the basement for the rest of my life. I knew it was going to kill our relationship.
Totally.
And I knew I would end up killing a part of myself to do it too.
And that's the bottom line.
Yes.
Actually, that's the bringing it home, is really figuring out what of this particular request, why do I have this particular request? Why is it so important to me that I have this need? And that's it's beautiful, that process that you both just talked about, because you really came up with the fact that this is actually important to my well-being. So my woman is going to, if the relationship is sound and based on solidity, then she's going to say, okay, I get that. And within reason, if you stay true, she's going to feel safe.
Mm-hmm. And what occurred that day in the kitchen was when you came to me straight with you, I all of a sudden felt blessed in our relationship. I felt, thank God I can trust this man. Because what I realized, what you helped me realize in being straight with what was going on, was that you were cutting off a part of yourself. You were shutting a part of yourself into the basement. And that's not trustable. I might not know that that's occurring. Like if I'm just any woman, Jane, in a relationship, I might not know what's going on. I just know that there's a part of me deeply that doesn't know if I can trust this man.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if you can not, it's like basically split yourself off, mm-hmm. split yourself up and just be a whole person and allow your whole person to be there. That's what's trustable.
And a woman may not really like this information. Like she may not like the content of what's coming across, that a man wants this or a man wants that, but and she may throw a storm. She
absolutely.
May be upset.
Sure, yeah.
But she's going to, she's also deeper. You're saying deeper down though, she'll have an appreciation that her man is being honest with her. Is that right?
Well, you know, I want to own. I mean, we need to actually put out there that we can't speak for these women, and who we're speaking to is a fairly healthy individual, and for 1,001 reasons, and then a million more aside from that, there are women are insecure in intimate relationships, and
just like men,
men, and so it is deeply threatening to have your man bring to you if on some level. Some people call it primal, and some people think it's just a modern invention that it's deeply threatening to have your man come to you and say, I'm attracted to other women.
Yeah.
Because, you know, our survival is oftentimes attached, our economic survival, our very well-being is attached to this
oh, yeah.
relationship working out.
Right.
If we have kids, if we have whatever, it's big.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
She might just freak out. She might fly off the handle and there might be no getting around it. This might be a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
These things that that a man owns, brings home, decides are important to him, and then has the courage to come to his woman and speak to, they might be deal breakers.
That's why it's such a risk. I think that's why so many people don't do it.
Yeah, we can't.
I don't want to lose this.
Even if there were a therapist in the room, it still might be a deal breaker.
Well, I just want to say, this points out that a guy does have a choice in this situation. He may not like the options, but he does have a choice. And the choice is, I can cut this off, lie to myself, continue lying to myself and lie to her, in a sense, like have this disconnect. Or I can be straight up, and it may cost me this relationship. So what's more important? And for some guys, their integrity is going to be more important. To be in a relationship where they can be themselves, really truly
Holy
be themselves
scene, yeah.
is going to be what's more important. And some guys are like, you know, it's just not enough. I can't do this. It's easier for me to just cut myself off.
And that is exactly why step two of getting right with yourself, examining if you're okay with you, is so imperative. That's the deal breaker for a man on whether or not he's going to come to the woman. There are people out there, men and women, who literally say, I don't like this part of myself. I want this part of myself to go away forever.
Absolutely.
I'm going to drink it away. I'm going to drink it away.
I'm going to lock it in
porn,
the closet.
I'm going to
only when my wife is out of town or when I go to Vegas. That's the whole concept behind Vegas, in my opinion. And so it's literally about, do you want to just lock this part away until it screams at you on a Vegas weekend? Or can you actually include all of you?
And what I found, you know, in my experience is that I remember that day when we had that conversation in the kitchen, was that in that moment when you accepted me, and it was hard, but when I really felt like you accepted me and who I was in that moment, I didn't want to be with anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was so grateful to be with you and to have you as my wife that I was just like, in that moment, I was just like, all the pressure went away. All of the junk that like all the stories in my mind, I was like, thank fucking God I have this woman in my life. So point being is that get it out there, have a chance to really connect on this, because it could be just this like gnat in your ear that's, and it just gets louder and louder. Yeah.
And I know that this show is for men, and I also know that a lot of women listen to this show. And so I want to say something for the women about this story with my husband. You know, I'm not saying that what we talk about is easy. Okay. It's not necessarily easy for me. I was clear with him that, I still can't stand the idea of him ever being with anybody else. I'm not in a place where I'm okay with open relationship or that kind of thing in our marriage. I'm not, that's a closed deal, ladies. And my value, what's priority and what's valuable to me above all else, is that I'm in relationship with a whole person, that I get to honor whoever I'm with, and this happens to be Trip, wholly, all of you. And that's my value above everything else, that I want that. I want that for me. Like, I want to experience all of you.
Right.
That in turn gives me permission to experience all of me. Now, that doesn't mean, So what I'm saying is that it doesn't mean that I'm not going to flip my shit if you
right.
want to go hook up with somebody, or I'm not going to, you know, freak out if some woman comes along and pursues you. But what that means is that I'm willing to endure, and I'm willing to trust and make agreements with you, whatever those are, for my safety, but in the name of honoring you as a mm-hmm. whole person, and what you want and need to, how you need to be expressed.
Yeah. And I think the key part there is that it's not easy.
It's
that
not this easy. Isn't,
and I think a lot of guys are looking for the easy route. And right now it's easier to like cut something off and not talk about it. So here are the big points we covered in this episode. Number one, don't assume you already know what your partner is going to say or do. Doing this will build resentment, and it's ultimately going to make your relationship toxic. It's better to be upfront, even if it starts a storm. Number two, be honest with yourself and take responsibility for what you want. If it's a weekend trip away with the boys, be clean and clear about what you want and why. Joking around and dancing around the subject just to see if it's safe to bring up will actually only piss her off. Number three, notice if you have shame or some internal reason why it's not okay for you to have X, Y, or Z. A lot of times we make it about our partner when in actuality, it's our own fear that is holding us back. Number four, if you're scared to bring this stuff up, say it. Be honest. Don't posture like a tough guy. That's actually you being weak. But also don't approach it like you're asking mommy for permission. Remember, this is a partnership. She's not a parent or an opponent. Treat her with the same respect that you deserve. Number five, remember that cutting off your desire and what you want in life makes you less trustable to her. She may not be too excited about all the things you want, but she'll respect and trust you more for not being afraid of her. We'll continue our talk with these ladies next week. And if you're interested in learning more about how to navigate a woman's emotional minefield, check out the course that Allison and Christiane both facilitate. It's called the Red Pill Weekend, and you can find more information at triplinear.com/redpill. That's triplinear.com/redpill. Thanks for listening.